This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Hanging out inside of the Ticketmaster Studios up here at Flowery Branch. It's been a day, guys. If you're just tuning in, where you been? Show starts at 2 o'clock. And more importantly, we had a great conversation with Raheem Morris. We'll replay that for you coming up. And also our quarterback, Michael Penix Jr., stopped by today to talk about his expectations. And, Mike, just some takeaways, from today and what we heard from our guys and also what Ra told the media today in regards to our football team. First thing is, and this is the biggest one for me, guys, Raheem Morris, and you'll hear it, says that Jalen Walker is a full go. To me, and I said, don't play with my emotions, that means he will be out there. Mike, he'll play significant time.
Right.
That gets me excited.
Now, remember, guys, we didn't get a chance to see practice the last 2.5 weeks, and some of these practices have been closed. So, Jalen Walker, you know, we're obviously as excited as anybody that he felt he was at 15. We just talked so much more about Pierce because Pierce was out there doing stuff.
Yes.
And Jalen was hampered, as the coach will tell you, by those two different injuries. Now he's apparently up to full speed and doing stuff. So now, how's he going to use him? Well, use him like Micah Parsons. Put him all over the field. You know, you can have him as a guy that can cover somebody, can rush the passer. And how crazy is, you know, Jeff Ulbrich going to be in that lab, right, as the mad scientist? Because we know what we get with Pierce Jr. We certainly are excited about, you know, Leonard Floyd, because he's a guy that every year puts up, every year, 8-9 sacks. You know what the constant is with him. So how good is this pass rush going to be, and how much can they contain Baker Mayfield? You know, obviously, you know, it's almost like both setting the edge, which you do against running backs, and contain, because he can do both.
He can. I think that's a guy we trust in Leonard Floyd, and I say we as in he's just a proven vet. Some of the other pieces, as much as we like James Pierce Jr., we don't trust him yet because we hadn't seen him do it consistently, and that's not disrespecting him. Same thing goes for Jalen Walker. The talent is off the charts, guys. It's off the table, but we are going to get a chance to see those guys displayed this weekend against Tampa, and I think it's going to be a great challenge. Look, Baker, he's mobile. His escapability is the thing that worries you. It's not like Baker's not running 40 yards down the field. He could, but he's going to run for 10 yards.
He moves
a
chance.
Yeah, pick up a first down and get out of bounds or slide or whatever he's going to do. But he has that escapability where he's jumping around back there and all of a sudden it's not there. And then you got Mike Evans, Mike. You got Abuka running around now. And we don't think Godwin's going to play. We don't know, but he's back with the team. They've got some things we're going to have to figure out. 404-726-0929. But this is a really good first test. And here's the thing. Ross said that today, and that jumped out at me. But the other thing for Michael Penix Jr. is he's just calm. He's not nervous at all. And you're going to say, well, why would he? He played last year. Different. This is his team. Now it is his show. Now people will say the Falcons, Michael Penix, not the Falcons, fill in the blank, whoever else was here or what else was going on. And that's a different kind of pressure. But he feels like, hey, I'm ready. He said camp was great. And, Mike, you know, you asked him about any wrinkles. And what did you feel like he was holding back right there when you asked him about that?
When he said nothing, I know there's something.
Yeah.
So, again, you got to feel that everything was aimed towards, you know, Kirk Cousins. And I think, you know, no one's going to confuse Michael Penix with Michael Vick, but he can move. And we saw that last year, especially at times scrambling and showing mobility and escapability. So it's not like he's walking around two blocks of cement for shoes. So don't be surprised. And again, I don't want to see him out there getting squished by Lavonte David, but he can move when he needs to.
He can, man. So lots of confidence exuding from the building, and rightfully so. Look, nobody's won, nobody's lost. But I think everybody realized what happened last year and the way things ended. It just leaves a bad taste in your mouth. And a majority of these guys are back. The Jesse Bates, the Kadarius Hodges, Mike, the Drake Londons. We can talk about most of these guys that experienced that are back. Algier, Bijan, all these guys. Pitts. You don't want to end the season like that. You don't want to feel that way. And so now you have a chance to kind of right the ship. The way you do that, guys, is win week one and build. And if we can find a way to get to the playoffs, Mike, I said it, all this stuff about Ra and you know, whether he's good or not or whether he can get the job done, the way you dispel all that is get to the playoffs.
Now, as far as the wide receivers, you know, we said we're carrying seven, which is kind of a red flag, or at least raising my eyebrows, right, about how many wide receivers because of injuries. Do you feel from hearing from Ra and what we've heard from some of the guys that cover the press conference, the media, I don't know, man. I think it's 70-30 against Mooney playing. It sounds like he can move, he can run, but can he take contact on the shoulder? It just seems like from talking to Joe Patrick and talking to D-Lit, thanks, Mike, and Mark Grimondi, everybody's of the opinion, their spidey sense, they don't expect Darnell Mooney to play this weekend.
I'm more confident now that Jalen Walker sees more significant time than I am Darnell Mooney. I've been on the fence just because when you tell me he's day-to-day, and that is truly the case. I mean, they're not lying to us.
And maybe things progress between now and Sunday, and
yes,
he can go.
But I also think when you tell me he's day-to-day versus he is a full go, full participant, and also he's practiced at a certain level, that gives you a little bit more confidence. That hasn't really been communicated in that way. Yeah, he's running routes, but is it what does that look like? And again, Mike said it. We're not able to see because these are closed practices now that the season is here. But at the end of the day, I feel like you're right. I think I will be more surprised if it's more Mooney than less. That's
right.
Where I'm at. Sunday, if it's less Mooney, I'm not going to be shocked. But if it's more Mooney –
right,
then I'm going to be pleasantly surprised, and hopefully he can help us.
Now, again, we said this, and it's funny because we talked about it with Coach, and you'll hear Michael Penix's conversation as well tomorrow. If you already missed it, it's online. That, you know, Kyle Pitts can kind of fill that void. He can come to the rescue. You know, how imaginative is Zach Robinson going to be? We didn't even mention today Bijan Robinson because Bijan, we just kind of goes without saying. We just know what the constant he is always, week in, week out. But Casey Washington, maybe Blair,
yeah,
you know, some of the other guys at wide receiver, depending on how the packages work. But, you know, perhaps Pitts can help out. Maybe we'll see Bijan catching more passes out of the backfield than we saw last year.
404-726-0929. Follow us. He's Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up, C. Dukes. We'd love to hear from you guys. You can text us as well and follow us across all social media platforms. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game and stay up on all the things, guys, as we will have all of your Falcon action coming up on Sunday. It's just fun right now. And I say that because the excitement level, and I asked this earlier in the show, Mike, and I'll ask you again. Because a guy literally said to me, Mike doesn't seem as he's excited as normal. That's what was said to me.
Well, just, you know, Elijah Wilkinson and Taron Walk, who writes for the Falcons website, says Elijah Wilkinson saying, hey, man, I've been in this role before. It's go time for me.
Okay.
I mean, but, you know, there's a pecking order to why he's there. You know, there's three guys that were, or two guys that were slotted above him, and now you're hoping that he can play the position and protect the quarterback, whether it's how much you want to think the blindsider when Michael Penix's back is turned to that side of the line. So you got that combined with a very aggressive defense. And Todd Bowles is going to try to exploit it. And you can't have a tight end chipping every single play or a running back. So I'm still concerned about that. I've already told you about Darnell Mooney. The best case scenario, those names we just mentioned will step up. You know, whether it's Casey Washington or Blair or Pitts or whoever, or Ray McCloud maybe comes and gives you something special. But if we had Darnell Mooney 100%, I knew that WR2 is going to be there. And, you know, if I knew that Storm Norton is there, I'd feel a little more, you know, warm and fuzzy. I'm nervous because these games came down to the wire both times last year. Now, we won a little more convincingly down in Tampa, but this is a divisional rival with a stout defense.
By the way,
so I'm pragmatic.
Yeah, and that's I tried to explain to him, and he said, that ain't Mike. I said, well, look, if you want us to sit here and tell you we're going to blow the Bucs out, which I don't think that's the case.
Right.
I think this is a 3-point game. And, guys, this comes down to either our defense getting off the field, Penix taking the ball down the field with 3 minutes or so to play, or stopping Baker Mayfield. Like, that's where I think this game is. Last year's games we're similar. We go to overtime. Right. It's the same thing. This is the Bucks. So I don't expect if we do win 28-6 or something crazy, my great.
Hey,
but that would be that's unrealistic for me.
That means that our defense hit the ground running.
Correct.
That means the young guys
Correct.
Have blown it out. The Buccaneers guys are a favorite right now. Actually, Falcons are favored by 2.5. I gave you some bad information earlier.
I was going to say home team.
Got to be 3 points for the home team. So we're a 2.5 point favorite right now. The over under on this game is 44.
Okay.
So Vegas expecting less than 4 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Maybe less than 3 touchdowns for each team.
Well, this is where field goal kicking comes into play, Mike. Koo.
Well, did you see enough from Koo this summer? I mean, they brought Lenny Krieg in. And we saw Krieg, had the boot, he just didn't have the accuracy.
I'm trying not to be overcritical, but that miss in the Cowboy game just ticked me off. And it may mean nothing. It may not mean anything. But God forbid if he goes out there on Sunday and misses one that we need, Mike, I am going to lose my blank. Because this is one area you guys told me, stop worrying about this. The Cowboy game didn't mean anything, but these field goals do. You go out there and you need to make them all. It's like making your free throws in the NBA, Mike. It doesn't mean what the ultimate score is going to be, but I need to make sure I get my percentages up.
Hey, man, Charta Flim Flam, you guys. I'm looking right now at the Vegas Insider, which gives you all the books. We are a 1.5 point dog. On the best. We are 2.5 points. Underdogs on others, so it's the Bucks anywhere from one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
1.5 to 2.5. They're heading on your bookie.
So they're coming in as the favorite.
Coming in as the favorite.
All right. I thought it was the home team getting the two and a half.
In the NFL, you get 3 points for the home team. All right. Generally, if it's an even match.
Okay, guys. Interesting. Raheem Morris, stop by. It's his birthday, by the way. Find out what he got for his birthday.
I tried.
As part of our interview. And also, he tells us some good information in regards to this football team and why he's confident. Stay there. You'll hear it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.